Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
We went out with everybody, I think, the Friday afterwards. We went out to like a 2 o'clock or a 2:30 late lunch, you know, and they'd say, what are you going to get, Mike? I'm like, I don't know.
There's the lovable Sinclair Oil dinosaur. She says, great. Thanksgiving being run by Big Oil. Look.
Big Oil. What do they have? Balloons. I didn't get my shot.
Oh, no.
Didn't get my booster shot. All right, thank you. All right, you get home. And because of this request that came from your sister,
yes,
you're getting crap from your mom.
It's like I walked in with a hooker because.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show. With Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
For the purposes of teasing, I have to tell you, I'm looking forward to the kicker story on the homepage.
I love, you know what? This is a great, this is what we like to call a value-added teaser. Mm.
It's what I do, as much as it's not all that funny. It is what brings me joy.
I must ask, is it the kind that you're going to have to get a running start to get through it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so until you said that. Anyway, welcome to the show. I don't know why I had to say that, but I'm...
You're excited.
I just realized what I'm on. I'm in a dark room. I'm typing away on a keyboard, and anyone looking at me would have seen me go... welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are delighted to have you here. New cities this week: Monterey, California; Buffalo, Wyoming; Southington, Connecticut. Wow. Southington. I remember that. Cap d'Ali, France. Cap d'Ali?
Cap d'Ali.
Cap d'Ali.
Yes.
Bonsoir.
Allô.
Merci, Cap d'Ali. Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Some similar pronunciation.
Red
there.
Stick, Mike.
And Gdansk, Poland.
Where my people are.
Shaboopy, shaboopy, shaboopy. Nah. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are so happy, so proud, and so happy to have you along after the what appears to be, a marathon weekend. The abuse I've done to my intestines is... is significant. It seemed like it was constant. Mm-hmm. And my progeny was here. I still have some progeny left. My daughter Catherine is still in residence with her boyfriend Dennis. And it was, I posted on Facebook, I just posted bliss because it was that kind of holiday, except for the eating.
Mm-hmm.
The eating is something that I am going to remember next holiday when I think about just how I feel. I as far as the stomach is concerned, you know, just feeling, I know I'm fat and I like to eat bad stuff on occasion and I probably eat more than my share and I shouldn't, but I am not, accustomed to eating for real pleasure and not just eating because it's there. Well, with Thanksgiving weekend, I ate because it was there.
And you can't let it go to waste, though.
When you get, well, we had a controversy with that as well, because Thanksgiving leftovers were trashed after 2 days.
Yeah. Do you feel that it makes you feel worse now than it did when you were a younger man? Because I find that.
Yeah, I don't think I thought about it as big a deal. I think it's been more of a deal, the meal itself, in more recent years when I'm having it here. I've had a lot of them here. So, but I just, all right, I want to say this without diminishing people's joy of getting together.
Family.
But, I'll give you the menu. All right, the menu we had was we had a giant turkey that my daughter cooked. Followed by a corn souffle, which is like a super moist cornbread.
Almost a pudding.
More like,
almost a pudding.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Then stuffing.
Mm.
Then mashed potatoes.
A white bread stuffing or a cornbread stuffing?
Maybe a ciabatta bread.
Ooh,
stuffing.
Ciabatta, nice. Very nice.
Then a green bean casserole, which I don't have anything to do with.
That's rooted in tradition, though.
It's, yeah, a disgusting 50s and 60s tradition of condensed soups, which you can have. And then...
That you eat.
That was it. But
that
I mean...
Well, you said you were going to make cranberries.
It's not terrible. No. It's just butter. Oh, I made cranberry sauce, which was okay. I wouldn't call it my best, but I would say it was okay. But the idea of the... Of the meal itself is fine. But then afterwards, you know, you kind of go back because you don't have that in your house very often.
Right.
And it's just the idea of overeating. It just, I felt and I continue to feel just meh all weekend long. I didn't feel, and it's because of my lack of self-control and then the sugar. By the way, a Costco pumpkin pie. That was store-bought.
Ditto.
That went bad quickly. Like the Saturday after Thanksgiving, it had mold on top of it.
Were you storing it in the sun?
No, but I mean, that means the thing was made...
years ago.
Like ridiculously amount of long time ago.
I thought
ago.
They had preservatives forever.
I thought so, too. But they were, you know, it was disgusting. So, the people... And the family and the friends and the folks that came over, joyous. And every moment, very pleasant. No big problems at all. And then, but the food just, you know. And then what does Carla make last night? She makes this casserole, chicken heavy. And it's just like, I'm ready for, I don't want to go so far as to, you know, back myself into a corner and say I'm ready for a salad.
What?
But, you know, it was, it just was. I felt bad, physically, really. This is the first Thanksgiving I remember where it's like, I just felt gross the whole weekend.
I'm with you.
I'm sorry. That's the way I look at it.
I'm with you. And you know what it is that I started to feel like this is too much before my plate was even clear on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I subsisted exclusively on Thanksgiving leftovers until Sunday afternoon. That's all I ate.
Oh, wow. So you must feel really bad.
Oh, like I've been beaten up, thrown in a hose and put in a box and locked out away from sunlight.
Because it's just so much fat.
Oh, my God,
and
I know.
And butter and carbohydrates and all the stuff that may... I mean, it's true. You know, even if you have just the turkey meat, it's loaded. We got a butter ball that's, I think, a walking chemical souffle.
That's what it is, yeah. We went organic. I knew because it was dry. So it.
Oh no!
He's right.
Don't you he's make right. it though?
Yeah, I did. You know what? As I said on my Facebook,
I don't read your Facebook.
I would, but some people do, and I did. I echo so many things that Mike just said. It was so great to have the family under the roof again.
Right.
You know, for the first time to have. Both kids home. Have my mom there. I have. You know, my mom hadn't seen my kids together. In months and months and months and months. So she was absolutely ecstatic.
Aww.
And I overcooked the turkey by maybe 5 degrees. And so that's enough on an organic bird to make a big difference.
Speaking of social media, for the people that after the holiday decided, okay, Katie, bar the door with cat pictures. Take your f***ing cat pictures.
Oh, dear.
And please, all right, there was a dude that puts a montage of his cat in very uncreative pose. And it's like, that is wasting space. That ought to be a jailable offense as
on
far as
feed.
I'm concerned.
You're taking up valuable real estate on my feed with
exactly.
your cat.
You're going to get it's yourself like, muted, cat guy.
God, no, just non-creative, like bad lighting with the cat just there.
Short it's hair like, or a long hair cat? Was it a decent cat?
I don't remember.
Cat?
I don't care. I care less.
I like that that upsets you, though.
Yeah.
I don't like pet. I mean, I've done it. I'm a hypocrite when it comes to posting pictures of my dog.
Well,
I've done that.
Good.
When we first got there, none of them are good. They're just as a...
Maybe you
somebody,
know, sometimes they're
cute. Somebody's sleepy for the holiday. Bite me. Really. So, I swear to God. I mean, put a funny meme up at
you
least.
Actually,
you
actually,
know?
Social media-wise, you made my Thanksgiving early in the morning.
When you texted how
me.
Did that,
you texted how did me about a post I did, and I was so happy. I said, because I was watching the parade, And I just
Rob wins one of the best social media posts of the weekend.
You genuinely made my day.
Here's the you tell me whether I'm right or not. Because Rob, there's with the parade. Which Rob writes the funniest thing I think that was on Facebook. Al Roker ruins everything, which is the funniest because he didn't do anything
he's
to ruin
trolling.
It. He's just
there. Everybody.
But it's a beautiful troll. And I laugh out loud when I read this, Al, because I had just gotten done. This is what I'd seen that made it so funny to me. Al Roker arriving at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade via sidecar motorcycle
cycle. The Roker cycle.
Was it really called the Roker cycle?
Yes, it's disgusting.
I was watching.
I said this to my family on Thanksgiving morning as we're watching the parade. I am watching that parade, and I am saying to the family that the money they make and the careers they have and the notoriety that they enjoy and that these people that work for a national broadcast, the Today Show,
huge.
You know, absolute top of the mountain as far as broadcasting. When I watch them cover the parade, I say it's almost not worth it. It's all the success. If somebody said, you know, you could take a different path and you could be doing that. Much rather be sitting there and throwing darts.
When you're
at it.
Watching the parade with kids, though, it's different. I had my nephew; he just turned 5 years old this weekend, and he was like, he's enamored. He hadn't seen the parade last year. He doesn't know.
It is
really.
It is a huge. Yeah. It's a huge tradition. I mean, I watched it since I was that age.
He was yelling the characters. He's like, "There's Chase from Paw Patrol." I'm like, "Who?"
But it's different.
It's highly political. It's highly political. When I say political, I mean you will see. A great marching band, for example, come
that's
in.
What and saves they, it. That's
with
what saves
COVID,
it.
They bring the marching bands in, and you'll get just a sliver of music. But you will get a Disney production, and you will get it from beginning to end with full explanation. It's very political. Who gets the TV?
What about
I think
Annie?
They pay for it.
And you've got a Harry Connick Jr. who I don't know if that's
now.
Prosthetic or he's actually bald.
I think he shaved. I think he shaved for it. It's a big deal.
I didn't watch that much detail of it. It's on in the background. You know,
my favorite moment is that I had it on because we started to cook, you know, fairly early.
Yeah.
And it's a great background thing. I do love the marching bands. NBC cannot mic them, but occasionally there's a burst of good music from the marching bands. And then they bring out a huge dinosaur balloon. And Julia, who is, it's early morning Julia, she's got a very Billie Eilish vibe to her when she comes down. And she says, "What's that dinosaur?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Well, I don't know." And I turn it up and he said, "Brought to you by Sinclair Oil." And there's the lovable Sinclair Oil dinosaur. She says, "Great. Thanksgiving being run by Big Oil."
Big Oil. What do they have? Balloons. I didn't get my shot.
Oh, no.
Didn't get my booster shot. All right, thank you. All right, that's all I'm doing right now.
But it was great to see the angry young college student mad at the oil balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can see that, right? You're like, what's the story with your fossil fuels, your propaganda?
Yeah, she did like Boss Baby, and then she says, notice they're not mentioning the voice of Boss Baby, Alec Baldwin. Mm-hmm. She was angry on Thanksgiving
morning. I like conspiracy theory of Macy's Day Parade, Julia. I would love to hear
that. Well, I have a conspiracy theory that the big corporations that are tied into this, that who gets the TV time is obviously completely prearranged.
Of course.
They say, we're going to give 5 minutes to this segment, and then they're going to whisk people in and out. And I do like when they'll do a scene from a Broadway show, because that, to me, is a great way to showcase Broadway musicals.
Very
so that's
cool.
Okay
I got to
me.
See one of the people that I saw in Wicked. I got to actually see on television. And they do that because Oscar, it takes a while for the parade to get to the viewing station,
so I got to
fill time with the musicals.
Well, it's fine. It's
fine.
It's
exactly
just fine.
It's just
it's
fine.
And then
everyone's wearing masks, right?
I didn't see a lot of masks.
No,
I didn't.
No.
just in time to get the American variant.
Not American. Omicron.
It's not the American variant, is it? Everybody's been telling me it's the American. Omicron.
Yes. Omicron.
Okay.
Not to be confused with Unicron from the Transformers universe.
Or Omnicorn.
Yes.
That's right, which is a delicious dish. Oh, no.
Omnicron. Omnicron. Watch out for the variant. That's enough Billie Eilish for today.
Well, that's her new album, Two Cases Spotted.
Look, if you don't laugh, you cry.
Exactly.
Where do you stand as of today, this morning, with information you have been able to glean from various news sources?
I stand with the idea that the level of excitement of the media rivals a mass shooting. They need
this
something
public
to get
health.
Excited
it's
about. It's of course it's important. It's just frustrating to me that that they don't have the answers yet. Okay. And I get it that it takes a while in the case of this variant, 2 weeks to really button up what the studies say. There is some good news out there. There is some bad news out there. The bad news is everything I'm reading indicates that it's probably more transmissible, highly transmissible, because that's why it's already spreading so quickly. And then I also like the story that says the level of illness is milder than some, but we don't.
We don't know.
Nobody knows. Don't know anything. But that is not what we heard about the Delta variant. We heard much more severe right away. I remember that. I think we saw that, you know, much more quickly those reports were coming through.
As you know, my father's an epidemiologist, and he was actually working all weekend.
Because of this American...
The Omicron.
Omicron, okay.
Omicron. It's Omicron.
It's on Omicron?
Omicron. It's not Omicron?
No. It's the Greek letter Omicron.
Omicron.
I've never.
Hey, good to have you back. It's good to have you back.
No. But this is.
Go ahead and isolate that pony.
Yes, please, please.
No, he's right. Let me see how it's spelled.
Not a single person.
You know, I just hate
on television say that.
You just mashed the language.
Me?
Really? Yes. Sometimes that I want to get it right, and you've been correcting me the whole time, and now you've been correcting me because I'm making an obvious joke about it, and I don't know how to pronounce it, and that's when I make a joke. But then you're correcting me with the wrong. Thing.
I'm no better because I agreed.
All
to it.
Morning, Omicron is what I heard on television.
Omicron. It's, there's no Omni. There is no.
What did Matches
Omicron.
Say?
Omicron. Omicron.
Omicron. Yes.
Omicron, pony, right?
Yes, exactly. Like Omicron.
Well, it's not like it's that not at all.
This guy. This guy.
Omicron.
He's bad. And there's a female variant called the Momicron.
Omicron, you're a cron. We're all a cron.
The new variant.
Yes.
I stand corrected. Yes. Which I still, you know, I have some questions about. My father working this goddamn watch. I got to take this thing off.
Oscar's dad was working through the weekend.
And
he is an epidemiologist
up
and he knows
office,
more.
Yeah. Locked right? up in his office and I was like, "Hey, is it the fact that you're actually locked up in your office? Does this mean it's bad?"
No. It's like keeping away from the family.
Does he have any? Do you have any intel on
his insight
what's going on?
Is what you hear on television. And he was talking
milder.
About, he was no. He was talking. This is what I want to glean a little. Give you a little more context on. It is milder from the data that we have from the South. From the African nations. It is milder, but it's also
that's anecdotal.
The population from those nations does not have a high propensity for obesity. So it is technically going to be milder because, you know, ideally the people that are really getting crushed by, typically the people that are really getting affected by any COVID is those with pre-existing
conditions.
Yes.
Of course.
Like,
yeah. You know, grace, this had come out before we had all that stuffing, Mike.
Like obesity.
And being elderly.
Yes, and in Europe, there's a lot more of that, and there's a lot more of that here in the States, so we don't know yet.
Okay.
We just don't know.
That's a downer. That's a Debbie Downer right there.
I didn't mean
to
bring the Debbie Downer.
No, but I certainly understand it. It makes sense to me.
But they are also saying, if I'm right, that those who are boosted actually have a...
This is what's great.
Please, Oscar.
If you're vaccinated and you're boosted, know this. And again, this is ever fluid, but the way I understand it, and what I've been told directly from my father is that there will be some efficacy from these vaccines that we've already taken. And it's just a matter of what degree to this actual variant. And
these African countries are not as immunized as we are.
5 to 10%, depending on the nation.
That's ridiculous.
Wow. Yes.
That's insane. And by the way, don't blame the people there because they have not had the same access to vaccines that we have had in this country.
And so... The broader question is this, and I think maybe we could all take home some sort of peace of mind, is We continue with our mitigation procedures. Wear masks when you need to. Mm-hmm. When you fly, definitely get vaccinated if you can. And for those that can't, you have these therapeutics that are coming to market, especially from Pfizer, that should be as effective with Omicron as it was with Delta and Beta and the original COVID-19. So,
all right. Okay. Well, I'll take that. I think that, you know, we had a fully vaccinated house for our Thanksgiving with 11 or 12 people. And that's a good thing. And everybody was doing fine. I noticed, myself at least, over the weekend, we were getting groceries and we went to the grocery section of the Target store.
Oh, it's a super Target.
We went to the grocery store, and I, for the first time, and my wife, we walked in, virtually empty store early in the morning, and masked up when we walked in. First thing, we didn't, and by the way, it was like, where are the masks? Are they in the car? And then I masked up. It'd been a long time since I'd been really aware of that, but immediately it made me think along those lines. And I would say, even if you are vaccinated, and in my case, boosted, I still wore a mask inside a store.
Agreed.
It might be a
of
good
course.
Idea in
Agreed.
Close contact. We're going to a rather significant crowd scene deal, and I think my whole family's going to be masked up when we do that.
Yeah. The insurrection, you're going to that?
No, we're going to the teddy bear toss for the local.
I do love
hockey
that,
team.
Though. Yeah, I love.
Yeah, we got free tickets, and so we're
mask
going
up.
To the and we're gonna mask up, but it's scary. But I would say that they're if you were to look at the population around our area, I think our numbers would be maybe a little better with the old people, a little better than the national average, which is, where are we nationally? 59% in the United States right now? Is that where we are?
It's under 60, that's for sure.
I think it's under 60. Yes. Yeah, so,
but
you know, it's weird.
I get at the root of it, it's already being politicized. Never going to stop that. I know
of course.
That.
No, I mean, there was immediately an attack. Not an attack. There was a sarcastic bunch of media coming out with, we're overreacting. You know, F you. Why? What is wrong with people? Why
wouldn't
does it have to be?
Mike, wouldn't it have been great if about a year and a half ago, 20 months ago, we all overreacted? Wouldn't have that been great?
Would have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
It really would have been. But they're already saying that's the media's hyping this and stuff like that. I don't feel hyped at all. I feel I'm getting as many positive stories as negative stories. We said that. But it's real. And, you know, they're closing down borders in countries all over the world because of it, including the United States. So, anyhow, that just drives me nuts.
For peace of mind, and we'll have new information every day, you're going to see this news cycle. It's what's going to happen. It'll be all week. And then you're going to see that it's here already here in the States, because the odds are that it is.
Mm-hmm. I think it already is.
But for those that are like another year of this, because some people are already discussing that, we've been here. We can get through this. And there's so much more. We have so many more tools in our toolbox. Because if this is actually endemic and becomes like the flu in the long run, where we have multiple vaccines every year, we move forward.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. And I feel safe being fully vaccinated and boosted. And hopefully more Americans will have that access to getting boosted as we move forward. So, you know, keep your fingers crossed. But, you know, with this Omicron, I have to say that I'm really, really disappointed in myself that I ate so much over the weekend. You know, by the way, all the meals were bad. All the meals in my home were bad. They were delicious, but they were bad. There was pot roast. There was that chicken whatever that I know had a condensed soup variant. And
soup variant?
There was a restaurant where fried food was eaten.
Sure.
Which it just, my acid in my stomach was just, just overactive the entire weekend. And I have to tell you, I eat normally. My regular eating, I do not have that acid indigestion.
Yeah,
I've had heartburn for like a month.
My body rejected. I took 3 Tums. My body rejected them.
Tums suck. You should take Pepsid AC. You should take Pepsid Complete and not Tums. Tums are absolutely
it's what I had.
Matt Bloom, Heartburn for a Month is a show title, please.
Heartburn for a Month.
Heartburn for a Month.
You know, and really, at the end of the day, it's good, But it's and the leftovers are good. But at the same time, you just get your body into this mode where you think you're going to eat. You feel like you need to eat, and you don't need to eat. You don't need to eat. I could not eat until St. Patrick's Day. I'd be fine. I just take off a lot of weight. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll fast till St. Patrick's Day. Maybe I'll come in here and it'll be looking like Gandhi in that scene, you know, where it's just, may I have some water, please?
Mike, it's just draped in a sheet.
I know. Do you feel, Mike, that it's easier to splurge when your family's around because you feel like you're celebrating every day?
You feel like you can throw caution to the wind.
Exactly. Mm.
Everyone's home. You haven't seen them in a year. And
your love language is food. So it's like, this is what you do.
My love language is food. I think you might be wrong there. The hooch might be the love language, you know. But I didn't do that much of that, really. I didn't do the totaling except on Thanksgiving. And what do you start? We know what we start with in the O'Mara household. We had some wonderful Kirkland champagne that had been in the refrigerator for months.
Right.
That was another social gathering that we never used it. And so it was like Katie bar the door mimosa time.
Yeah.
And what is that? That is a sugar. It's like a sugar bomb.
Anything that
fizzy,
isn't, Mike, anything
acid-y.
That isn't sugar in a mimosa is going to become sugar in your body. It metabolizes. Just, exactly. Yeah.
I mean, we went out with everybody, I think the Friday afterwards, we went out to like a 2:00 or a 2:30 late lunch, dinner early thing, you know, and they'd say, what are you going to get, Mike? I'm like, I don't know. But we're blessed to be able to live in a country where we can do this and hallelujah and all that. No, I just I'm ready to get back to work. I'm ready to get
Here
back
we
to
go.
Work and just occupy my time without that refrigerator calling my name. Now I'm saying that now at what time is it? It's 9:40 Eastern time as we tape this show. All right. At about 11:40, 12:40, that routine, because I fast, I don't eat until afternoon in most cases when I'm doing things normally. And about that TikTok time, about noonish,
internet,
it's going to be
Bitcoin.
Well, my daughter's still here. Might as well eat anything. And my daughter's thin, so she doesn't really think about it. Her boyfriend's thin. Anyway, I don't feel good.
Did you?
That was a good Marlon Brando under the chin scratch, Mike. I don't know if that was subliminal or not.
This has been. I've been thinking about this all weekend. What about the CBDs?
I'm glad you mentioned that. The gummies?
Yeah.
Took the gummy last night. I feel rested. Even if I get limited amounts of sleep, my sleep that I get is quality sleep. Do I think this is the be-all, end-all gummy? I don't know. Not sure I want to go back to the company where they lied about Kevin Costner. Not sure I want to do that, but I have been eating their product.
And you're running out.
I've been eating their gummies. And I feel... I feel good. It's better, of course, if I get 8 or 9 hours.
Sure.
I got 6 or 7 last night, maybe 6. And it's kind of a part of the routine now, sliding into the routine. But
did you do it
ridiculously expensive
over the weekend too? With the okay, good.
Yeah, part of the thing. And then,
routine.
You know,
and they're gummies. Goo-goo-ga-ga.
Yeah,
we're
exactly.
Americans. We like the gummy candy. Eat the candy, make you feel good.
I felt pretty good with the whole deal. What's the deal here, Wade?
Hey, deal. What's your deal?
There's one thing I was going to say. I had never sat down and watched the entire third Godfather ever.
What was your take on it?
I have to say, I cannot. I know. I remember I skipped it because I read enough reviews of it that were so horrific. But then I looked at it on Rotten Tomatoes and was getting 60% on Rotten Tomatoes. I looked at it after I was about a third of the way through it because I'm like, how in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, can you possibly give that 60%? That abomination. That cartoon.
It is a cartoon.
That cartoon.
I saw it in
parody,
the theater when it
like
came out.
Read. Oh, and you did? You saw it in the
when
theater?
When it came out, and I walked out of the theater like this, hands laced over my head. I said, I don't know what I just saw. It was really bad.
And it was Pacino.
Yeah.
He's the main culprit because he made a pivot after Michael Corleone, and it was he smiled. He doesn't smile in either one of the first two Godfathers, and he's smiling. And he's already doing that.
Well, the problem with
it
is they shot the
worst movie I've ever seen. It's terrible.
They shot the entire third Godfather picture after Thanksgiving dinner, and they all felt horrible.
It was fascinating. I couldn't tear myself away from it.
Right.
So bad you just had to look at the train wreck. But really, I mean, when you see the different when you see Andy Garcia doing scenes drugs with Sofia Coppola?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, what type of Francis Ford Coppola, what type of crack was he on when that happened? What's that?
Nepotism
at its worst. Yeah. But I mean, if you at least you're going to take your horrible acting daughter, who's a good director and a horrible actress, and you're going to wheel her in with an actor that is going to lift her up a little bit. No, who do they put her in with? The guy that almost ruined The Untouchables.
Yes, exactly.
Andy Garcia, who is just like, I don't know what was going on there. I do not know what. And, you know, they wheel out Diane Keaton, too, to
wheel
do some
out
scenes.
Diane Keaton.
Oh, my God. And then I realized, wow, everybody's older because that movie was 1990.
Yes. Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's amazing to think that I went my whole run and not. Because when you look at we also watched The Godfather 2. And you look at The Godfather 2, which is an absolute holds up.
Do you
just
think?
Just astonishingly holds
do
up.
Do you
think it's
spectacular. It's better than 1? I go back and forth. I go
absolutely.
Back and forth. Really?
No
really?
Question. Yes.
Because the first...
Yes, much greater drama.
Yeah,
you know, he kills his own brother.
But
come on.
But the first 30 minutes of 1 is like the greatest 30 minutes of movie making ever done.
But the thing about... You mean in the old timey when the guy's
in the
walking
wedding,
along?
In the wedding.
Oh, the wedding scene. The wedding scene starts
like
with
so
the
with perfect.
One.
Everything true to the horse head
it's
is
great.
So perfect.
But I will tell you, it's just the drama at the end. Where Michael has just ruined
and
everything.
They're magical
it's
together.
Spectacular.
They really are great together. They are.
You mean Keaton and Pacino?
No, the two movies.
Pacino?
But Keaton and Pacino, yeah, but the two movies, 1 and 2 together, are perfect.
But I just sometimes you wonder. I'm all for. I know you can't keep up the brilliance when you create one of the great masterpieces in cinematic
history.
Not with
Garcia.
But what do you? I mean, how does that happen? How does that happen? Is he just cloudy? Is he soft? Is he? Well, I mean, it's the same guy that made both movies, and you just even the staging is different. The acting is different.
Probably
it's amazing.
a lot less oversight and a lot less questioning involved when somebody has two massive hits like that.
Yeah,
they let them do what they want, and then who knows if there's a different producer that didn't work on the show.
I have a theory. For the winery too.
Yeah, well, he was doing that too. But I have a theory on the whole disintegration of The Godfather with the third episode, with The Godfather 3. Carbohydrates did it.
You think so?
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking that because it's Thanksgiving, but I think you can chalk it up to carbs.
You know, the thing happened also with the third Police Academy. It wasn't as good.
Oh God!
5 was terrible. 3 was okay.
1 was terrible. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the homepage right here. You, ladies
kicker,
and gentlemen.
Oh, the kicker, Mike. The kicker's coming.
Oh, yeah. Boy, how exciting. We'll take a break and be right back on the show.
Hey, kids. Where do you want to go for dinner?
Amato!
Now Jim Amato is going to, sell a veggie burger.
Amato burgers.
I love beef, but I'll take this.
You'll not believe the incredible Michael Mara burger.
This Amato veggie burger is fantastic.
Oh, God. These are good.
Welcome to Amato's, Pittsburgh's favorite burger.
It says 100% guaranteed, you moron.
At Amato's, we pack our burgers with top-quality cuts of beef and prepare everything with tender love and care.
Did they teach you that here?
Brad.
If you're hungry for laughs, why not try the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? Supersize the fun with a yearly subscription at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah, don't just stare at it. Eat it.
Oh, dear.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, when it comes to losing weight, there's a lot of pressure to label foods good or bad. For example, in my refrigerator over the weekend, it was bad.
Like Frankenstein would say, bad.
Now, that just creates dilemmas. Noom is here. Right now, you need Noom more than ever. Noom is here to change how we see food with a psychology-based approach that looks not only at what you eat, but also how you eat. And I mean this sincerely. I think this would be a great time for you to try Noom because I think it can help and I think it can help get you back on track and throw away all that ridiculous guilt that you have like I do. I know Noom helps me with that because it's 10 minutes a day. I can listen to what Noom gives me, and especially now with the holidays, just with Thanksgiving in the rearview mirror, you can throw away the guilt or regret. Noom will empower you to keep going. They customize a program for you based on your personal goals. No food is totally off limits if you have an off day or several off days, as many people probably did. Relax. Noom gently helps you get back on track. Noom only asks for 10 minutes of your day to teach you about your eating habits and check in on your progress. You don't need rules to lose weight. Noom's approach helps you better understand your relationship with food, how to be more mindful of your habits, and gives you the knowledge and support you need for long-lasting change. I love Noom. Oscar loves it. Carla loves it as well. Noom rocks, and I think you'll agree. There's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/TMOS. That's O-N-O-O-M. Let me start that again. That's Noom.com/TMOS. And I think now more than ever, you should give it a chance and check out Noom, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And sorry, Texas, Matthew McConaughey. Hey, all right. He will not be your next governor. Mm. Kind of bummed at this news. Oh. Got to be honest with you. Think he could have won. In a new Instagram video, he says that's a path that he has, quote, chosen not to take at this moment. But he wants you to continue doing everything you can, and he will do everything he can to be most useful in this life going forward. He says, quote, we have some problems we need to fix, that our politics needs new purpose, that we have divides that need healing, we need more trust in our lives, we got to start shining a light on our shared values, the ones that cross party lines and the ones that build bridges instead of burning them. Thank you, Matthew. How's he going to do that? He's quote, I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life. All right. Organizations that have a mission to serve and build trust while also generating prosperity. That's the American dream. And maybe I'll make a few movies while I'm at it. I added that. He didn't say that. That's not written
down. I would have loved to have seen campaign posters of him with pictures from Dazed and Confused.
Oh, all his movies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just him like Arnold.
Yeah.
It worked for him.
Look, Camaro. Do you not feel like I feel as a, with our former president, with Donald Trump winning the presidency, anyone can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I think we could get anybody in there.
I think we're still holding out for The Rock, right?
Yeah, bring on the celebrities. And I love the viral video of The Rock giving his truck away.
Yes.
Over the weekend. It was spectacular. And it was fun.
Wonderful moment.
Mm-hmm. And it was a great moment. It was really fun to watch that. Well, first, LeBron James got suspended for smashing Isaiah Stewart in the mouth. Got him all bloody. Really nasty fight. He's a Detroit Piston, by the way. Now, not LeBron, Isaiah Stewart. Mm. Now LeBron has been fined for obscenity, and I watched the tape of this, and he deserves it. Wednesday night versus the Indiana Pacers, LeBron drained a three-pointer and then hopped away. He hopped, grabbing his crotch. It was not your, like, Michael Jackson crotch grab. This was him bouncing up, and now they're kids in a ball game. You know, it's nasty. For that, he has to shell out $15,000. You know, that's nothing for LeBron.
Yeah, but
the
last time I did it, you and Oscar both thanked me.
Yeah, I know. Well, you do it after every show.
Every show.
But there are no kids around.
And then I gesture to the door.
Yes. And ran.
This way.
And ran as well as you can, Ran. I wouldn't describe it as a run. What would you describe it as?
An awkward jog.
A trot.
Okay. Thank you.
A turkey trot.
All right. So this is interesting. As far as LeVar is concerned, LeVar Burton, he put it out there that he wanted to be the host of Jeopardy. And in a recent interview, he's 64. He shared his thoughts about losing the hosting gig. And he, you know, even though fans were rallying him to get into it, he says he put himself out there. He publicly stated that he wanted the job on Jeopardy. He talked to Rolling Stone and he said, when I didn't get the job, there was a lot of unnecessary concern that I was devastated, when in fact I wasn't. I wasn't disappointed, but I wasn't devastated. I think we remember talking about LeVar Burton when we thought he was too nervous and trying too hard.
It was a disappointing audition.
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't what
I don't like.
By the way,
I don't like Ken Jennings either. I want Mayim Bialik to come back.
Mayim Bialik.
I like her.
Yeah.
Mayim Bialik. LeVar said, as a public personality, who you are is commented on and subject to the whims of people who don't know you. In the age of social media, you have access to the good and the bad, the ugly of what people think about you, like seeing on my Twitter, oh, he was terrible.
Yes. Well, there is that.
He was the worst of all the guest hosts. He's S the bed.
Oh, no.
He said, I don't think I was that bad. You got to have a thick skin. As Forrest Gump would say, that's all I'm going to say about that. So okay. I think he's still a little bitter. So,
Mike, yeah. I have a quick Karnak, if that's okay.
Okay.
Miam Bialik.
Miam Bialik.
What's the first thing Mike said after finishing Thanksgiving dinner?
Stomach. Federal authorities have taken into custody a 26-year-old man who apparently stowed away in the landing compartment of an American Airlines flight. Did you happen to see this,
yes,
this video of this guy?
I did.
That came in from Guatemala? Oh, my God. I mean, it's incredibly rare to survive this just on the hypothermia aspect alone. It's just incredible. He was in the wheel well area when the flight arrived in Miami. They reported the man hitched a ride inside the landing gear of American Flight 1182, and it was met by law enforcement due to a security issue. The video shows the guy kind of staggering around. They're helping him to sit down on the tarmac. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers took him into custody, and medics took the man to a hospital for an assessment. It's incredibly dangerous to do this, obviously. They didn't say whether the man will face any charges or what will happen to him when he's released from the hospital. While he appeared to have weathered the trip, by NBC Miami's estimates, it wouldn't have been easy. Temperatures in the landing gear area likely dropped to around 100 degrees below zero.
Oh, which, my God.
Which is pretty, yeah.
I always wonder with these guys, Mike, and people are
dropped just, 100 degrees, not yeah. 100 degrees yeah. below zero.
Oh, it dropped
100 degrees by the time he got up there in the
wheel. Yeah, it's freezing, comes back down, and you're in Miami. Mike, do you know, and we've never actually seen the video of the wheels coming down, and I don't know if the guys just like stowed up in the little like hutch up there, or they're holding on to the wheel and they go down with the wheel and then they come up with the wheel.
I heard a guy interviewed and they said that when it's closed, mm-hmm. it's about 1 foot of coverage.
Really?
Yeah. So, but especially under turbulence, he said it's almost unfathomable that he was able to survive.
Wow.
The three ways people buy the farm, it's hypothermia, I think, number one. Mm-hmm. They freeze to death.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is they get crushed by the apparatus
yes.
coming into the plane.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And number three, they actually fall out. So
oh
those
my
are
God.
The, you know, that's why I said, you know, the time I did, I said, man, how was your trip? I said, I like to fall out.
Southwest issues a statement. They said, hope you enjoyed business class.
Yeah. Give me more nuts. A California town has been overrun by peacocks.
Oh, no.
I've heard the peacocks are a pain. I've heard this because they're loud. The colorful birds are clamoring on housetops, gathering on people's lawns and porches, and defecating all over, according to the reports. They will definitely make a home out of your home. The peafowl, that's what they call the male versions,
mm-hmm.
They are reproducing and causing property damage, stomping on the roofs. I mean, that is crazy. Remember I was talking about a sandhill crane down here. It's another large bird.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like a peacock without the giant feathers, and they just tear up turf. They could do an amazing
really?
Job
yeah.
on doing it. Yes. They came from a local dairy, which has since closed. They first started hanging around residential areas decades ago when families began feeding them. And now there are 30 of them who won't leave, and they're not shy. Sometimes they get a little close, and they'll charge.
Mm.
That's according to a postal worker. The city has just signed a $30,000 contract with a wildlife services company to have the birds humanely removed.
Oh.
That might make for some good video.
I'd watch
trying to catch them.
Yeah, you know what you could watch it on is the Peacock Network.
Peacock. I get it. That's a joke. I get joke. And now a little something something. A webcam model who accidentally shot herself in the vagina while recording a video at her home miraculously survived the shooting. The model, her name is Lauren Hunter Damon. She is 27. She was alone in her room when the firearm was discharged. Police arrived at the scene to find a paramedic who was holding an unloaded handgun and a spent 9mm bullet, telling them that the victim had accidentally shot herself in the vagine. Gun owner Jordan Allen told police that he rushed into the bedroom from the kitchen after hearing a gunshot. Allen said that the lady had a small amount of blood on her leg, and she was apologizing when he came into the room before she went on to explain that she had shot herself down there by mistake. He told authorities that she has subscribers on a sexual web platform called Chatter. Have you, are you, is your friend Schmosker familiar with this?
Schmantana has heard of a place called Chatterbait. I don't know if Chatter is known as the short version for that site, but it could be, we could deduce that it may be.
It's a clever pun, that Chatterbait, yes.
One of her roommates, Addie Ruth Johnson.
Addie Ruth.
Confirmed that the model had shot herself. Damon was taken from her home to the Upson County Sheriff's Office, where a helicopter then airlifted her to a hospital for treatment. Authorities have classified the incident as reckless conduct, and it is unlikely that they will press any charges. Lauren is expected to recover, although she may make a whistling sound when she goes jogging. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. That's what I was
looking
for. I didn't
know exactly where you were headed, but I love the destination.
There we go. Thank you. Thank you very much. Here she is again. There she goes. Wearing those loose satin pants. We got to get out of here. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more whatever right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All aboard.
We're taking this train to Sound Town.
Audio sounds of refined sound around on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak.
Sound Town. For those in the know, our favorite part of the show, Rob's Fun Audio.
Oh, no.
Sound Town. Just tune into the podcast every day and you can listen. Share it with your friends so they can hear what they are missing. How can you lose? You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go to Sound Town. Things will be great. Go to Sound Town.
Nice voice.
Nice, right?
Sound Town. It's on the air waiting for you. Sound Town. Sound Town.
Look at Oscar's face.
I like it. I listened to it yesterday.
No, you don't. You don't.
No,
like
no. It. I had to remember. I preview.
You're smirking. You're smirking in that special.
All
he does
of the promos now because we can't judge his. Apparently, you can't judge my taste either.
Can you turn that down? That music. What's that music?
That's for the commercial.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. I'm sorry. I just got all distracted by the promo.
Don't be distracted.
I really lack professionalism.
No.
Not at all.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you, baby, it is. Aura, the way you use the internet has changed dramatically over the last decade. I want to tell you about something I use called Aura. Sadly, security tools have not caught up. They haven't stayed up with current technology, so they've stayed the same. Aura, A-U-R-A, they provide complete digital security to help protect your online accounts, finances, and devices, and more, all in one easy-to-use app. Aura provides digital security protection to keep you safe from online threats. It's all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and so much more. With Aura, you'll get alerted to fraud and threats fast. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds. Plus, Aura has experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Aura is a new type of security service that protects all of your online information and devices with one simple subscription. Aura keeps you in control and guides you through solving any issues. For a limited time, Aura is already, offering our listeners up to 40% off plans when they visit aura.com/TMOS. Go to aura.com/TMOS to get complete protection and savings of up to 40%. That's aura.com/TMOS. So, it was a good Thanksgiving at the Spiewak's house, and it was a good Thanksgiving to a point at the Santana household. So
limitations were met.
I would like to start with
we lead, of course, Rob, with the negative. So defer to your brother over there.
Yeah.
As far as first of all, congratulations on having a completely sober Thanksgiving weekend.
Yeah, it's
wow,
I think three Wednesdays ago now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know why it moved me. It just, for some reason it did. The amount of, we did the wild math on how much you could have saved if you stopped drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And And it struck me, I was like, well, let's see if I can do this once again without any medical ailments stopping me from drinking, right?
To choose to stop drinking.
Yes, I can choose. I'd like to choose for once in my life.
Well, and so you have hopped on the wagon about a week ago.
No, right? Almost 20 days now, it feels like.
20 days, congratulations. Yes. How do you, your body detoxing?
I feel great. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't know, you're much more efficient. We all know this. Like, sure. You're not poisoning your body every day. Yeah. A lot more clarity. You get a lot more done. There's no, even during the holiday. And I could see the disappointment in my brother-in-law's face when I said, he goes, what are we drinking? I said, not me. Take a break. And he said, everything okay?
It is the biggest.
Did he drink without you?
Yes.
That's great. That's great.
It is. Well, he's also not.
No, he doesn't knock back 10 beers or something.
But the idea of doing this, I did it. I was on the wagon for a good chunk of time when I visited my sister when they came to Florida down in the Keys. And I remember it was kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's usually cool about it, but it is still a thing where you have to kind of explain it. And it's one of the negatives where you have to go through that.
Didn't want to make it about me. Legit said... I explained to them that on the show, I said, thanks for listening. You don't care, obviously. we did some wild math and it just kind of, for some reason or another, it struck me how not just financially wasteful it is at times to, you know, to be a casual, even binge drinker. But then once I started just diving into seeing as a challenge for myself, if I could just stop for a while, it felt like I was, you know, I felt better. So I'm going to keep rolling with it until... You know, maybe Christmas. Who knows?
So the idea is that what motivated you was seeing this this story about how much people spend if they drink regularly.
Correct.
And then right away you thought, well, I feel pretty good. And now you're, is there any long-term plan? I know you're a planner. Is there any long-term plan
I'd like to make it to Christmas, if possible.
And then he'll hit the nog really hard.
It was difficult when everybody was drinking like wine at Thanksgiving for me, and I had my seltzer water, whatever was available, and
a soft seltzer. We have to specify nowadays.
Yeah, not a hard seltzer.
That was weird at first, and then you know you get triggered by like, oh, I don't want to deal with my family drama. Almost went there.
Almost?
And this is where we come full circle. The holidays were amazing. My sister came in with her entire family from Los Angeles. My brother came in from Boston with their entire family. So we were all under one roof. My father was in town for the first time in what was 2.5 years. We did.
Where does
Christmas
everybody
together.
Shack up when they all come?
My parents' house. There's enough room. God bless them. Yes.
You actually all cram into that house?
Yeah. If you recall, my mom...
Well, Mike, be fair. He crams into his own house every night. There's barely room.
My mother keeps...
No hassle for him at all.
That's right.
My mother keeps our childhood bedrooms intact from when we left.
You still have your Farrah poster up?
But let me see if we're talking about everybody here. We are now talking about your brother and sister-in-law.
Yes, yes.
And you're talking about your sister and brother-in-law.
Yes.
And you're talking about two kids with one family.
Yes.
And one kid with another family.
Yes.
Right? So that's a lot of, there's just a lot of people.
There's three bedrooms upstairs, not including my parents. That's taking care of all the adults.
And you sleep in the basement?
No, I actually go back to my childhood bedroom upstairs, and the kids go downstairs in the basement where they have two other bedrooms.
Oh, okay. So there is plenty of room for everybody. Now, that's sweet.
I don't want to derail, and you've mentioned it before, but can you give us a thumbnail of the preserved childhood bedroom?
My sister's...
No, yours.
My sister's room looks like what my sister's room looked like when she left the home after her rotation at Georgetown.
Okay, so probably more mature.
A little more mature. My bedroom still has the Animal House poster of Bluto with his college sweater.
I know the picture, yeah.
Behind the door.
That's great. I love that that's on your wall.
I have all the race, like the Porsche, what it looks like, almost like every Porsche model of the year. poster on the back, on top of my my bedroom.
Okay, so car posters.
I have inside the door closet one of those Spencer scantily clad women. When you open up, like,
oh,
one of those
Spencer
models,
gifts, yeah.
Spencer gifts still there.
And you kept all this on the walls.
My parents, my mom does not touch our rooms because she was expecting
it's like
us
a
to
shrine.
Come back. It's a shrine.
Yeah,
right?
It's like Graceland.
Wonderful.
And I have everything from schools. I got all my Taekwondo medals up. It's hilarious. It is funny.
All the medals?
Oscar Santana's suburban kid. Here's my Taekwondo. I love it.
Shan's like, what are these medals? And I was like, I used to be athletic. And she said,
You know what? So alcohol did not
touch
your lips.
But.
All right. So we have to tease this because we have to take another break here. I want to come back. But there was just a little
family drama. It was too much happiness. Too much happiness. It's too much happiness where I sat and I remember looking at Shan and I said, look, no drama. Holidays, no problem. She said, well, it's only Wednesday. And that night.
Wednesday
night? Explosion of explosions. The day before Thanksgiving.
Okay, very good. So we got the drama. We got the family dramedy. That's very exciting. We'll take a break. When we come back,
Wednesday,
we'll find out exactly what
over
happened.
Fast food.
Oh, you mean so the night before the...
Yes.
You didn't even make it to the
almost
Thanksgiving table.
Almost ruined Thanksgiving.
That's fabulous. We didn't have any of that. You didn't have any of that, did you?
No, none at all.
Right? Everybody behaved themselves,
everybody.
Right?
Even Henry.
He's the only one that brought it. You know, we got to work harder next year, Rob. We'll be right back.
Dennis Murphy hung around Pondville Media and tried to break into broadcasting, but his natural speech proved to be a huge obstacle. Then one day, he would later tell his biographer, the voice of God told him to take diction lessons, and his whole life changed.
Hark! I hear the cannons roar. Is it the king approaching?
Hark! I hear the cannons roar! Is it the king approaching?
Dennis practiced faithfully for many months, and through diligence and perseverance, it was only a question of time before he emerged a major f***ing star.
Good evening, and cheers to you all out there. Welcome to Murphy's Musings. I'm Dennis Murphy. Our broadcast is sponsored this evening by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Frightfully witty, uncensored content every week. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and purchase a subscription so you never miss a minute of the fun.
Bing. There he is. And by the way, Cyber Monday for us is the bonus show. So if you would like to participate and you're hopping around on different sites and you're checking things out, please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and get yourself a bonus show for you, or better yet, for somebody you want to gift it to. It makes for hysterical added content on the Mike O'Mara Show, and it supports your favorite podcast. So we thank you for that. Big news in shoes. Rothy's is now selling men's sneakers and men's driving loafers. Even more big news, they just launched premium merino wool shoes for fall. Merino wool is nature's perfect material, soft, comfortable, machine washable, and sustainable, available in cool colors and classic styles you want to wear everywhere. Plus, Rothy's men's shoes are made from 100% recycled materials, even the laces. It's no wonder Rothy's best-selling men's shoe, the driving loafer in navy, gets a 5-star review from almost every customer. And if that wasn't enough, Rothy's just launched their collection of accessories for men. That includes wallets, carry bags, card cases. Rothy's has all your essentials and all fully machine washable, just like their shoes. Rob Spiewak bailed on his Birks for his Rothy's. To help you enjoy the cool weather in style, Rothy's is doing something special. They gave us the chance to share this opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at Rothy's.com/TMOS. That's Rothy's.com/TMOS. Head to Rothy's.com/TMOS to find your new favorites today. So, well, I'm proud of you. I think it's great that you're not, doing the alcohol consumption for whatever period of time.
Yeah,
it's good.
I'm not calling it a
clean cleanse. Yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's great.
You're like, let's see what happens.
You didn't even make it to the holiday without some sort of big deal.
And
going
I was set up,
right?
Mike. I was set up like a crime scene. Mm-hmm. Wednesday evening for us, traditionally, if family's in town, we have a wonderful dinner that is set apart from Thanksgiving. It's just a different dinner, but it's a family dinner.
You're all there.
Everybody around the table.
We're
together.
All there.
That's awesome.
Okay. Right?
All right.
My sister calls me Wednesday afternoon as I was outside of the house running some errands and says, do you mind picking up some Chick-fil-A for the kids, because kids, by the kids, I mean 5-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
which one is 16 now? I almost
Luca's now 16.
Can you
yes.
believe Luca is 16?
It's amazing.
Yes. Wow.
Time flies.
I don't pick mm-hmm. anything up for Luca because he's got an adult palate, I think, I suppose. I just pick it up for the kids. Mm. I show up with Chick-fil-A because I figured this is what everybody signed off on. My mom looks at me like, what are you doing? And I said, oh, I brought Chick-fil-A for the kids. And she says, but I cooked dinner. And I said, yeah, but you know, they're kids. And
so let me stop you right
yes.
there. Just to be accurate here, this is a phone call that has come from your sister.
My older sister.
You've been instructed what to do. Yeah.
Is it a ridiculous imposition? But this is not pick up some butter or milk at the grocery store. This is, you know, this is go get, you know, buy and provide a dinner.
Yes. And go through the longest. The kids. The longest drive-through
in the history of drive-throughs.
30-minute process.
Yeah, exactly.
Chick-fil-A has, for some particular reason, I guess they're the biggest sellers because they are constantly inundated. But anyway, and then you get home, and because of this request that came from your sister,
yes,
you're getting crap from your mom.
It's like I walked in with a hooker because... For someone that, and I could understand that, for someone that just had slayed the entire day in the kitchen,
I understand
meal,
where your mom's coming from.
And then I walk in like all like festive with a big satchel of Chick-fil-A.
What is the fare for the evening? What are you going to be? What is your mom been slaying away?
She's got filet. Like a beautiful steak laid out. She's got potatoes. She's got a nice salad. It's like it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I get it. I get it.
And she already had made some side dishes for the kids.
Oh my goodness gracious. So, all right, so you were unaware of that. So, did this discussion occur at all when your sister asked you about Chick-fil-A?
So this is what the beautiful part is. And this is what's when you're young. I walk into what is a trap. And I didn't know it was a trap. I didn't know I was set up. I didn't know what happened. I was just like Mayor and Barry. I put the satchel food down. I said, kids, food's here. My mom looks at me from the dining room where she's finishing putting the food down. And she's like, "Kay?" And I'm like... At that point, I see my sister, because you can see from the dining room to the family room across the way of their vast house, and I see my sister pop up, and she looks at me, and she does the saucer eyes, like something's up, like mom's in a bad mood. So at this point, my mom starts going off on me. And
what's your sister doing?
It's like you're in a car accident. Everything's in slow motion. I'm waiting for my older sister to swoop in and like, woo, I called him. I said, do this for him, please. He's not disrespecting you and your cooking. That did not happen.
She backed into a bush?
Yes. Yeah. The airbag I was hoping for did not deploy. It was faulty. So I stood there and took the S sandwich for, I kid you not, 15 minutes.
Oh.
Of how I'm disrespecting, I'm always selfish, and I'm bop.
Is it a code? In my home, if that's happening, I'm immediately...
Oh, deflecting.
That bus is coming, and I am sprinting with my sister to throw her under it. That's going to go down.
I felt like maybe something else had happened, so maybe I didn't want to... I don't know. If my mom was in that bad a mood to like really turn on me, then I was like, well, maybe something else had happened that I wasn't aware of. So I was taking it for the team, right?
That's an amazingly generous thing to do for your sister.
Did you at least make eye contact with your
the
sister?
The whole entire time I'm getting yelled at. I'm like,
ah, help,
I'm
something,
left,
anybody.
Right, left, right, like, hello, hello.
Are you looking at her like,
yeah,
can you help me out here?
And then my mom says, why are you looking at Tatiana? And I'm like, I was... Never mind. Like, it's just, you got nothing, right? Because I'm stuck there.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're just being, I mean,
a gentleman.
It's pretty selfless
Truly
to do
a
that.
Selfless gentleman.
Yeah.
And Tatiana's giving you, like, I have no intention of taking, it's
weird.
It
was strange.
It would never happen in my
house.
But
I put it in my back pocket, right?
No. Now, I have a question. While you're taking this, and I know you have to just stand there and take it, at least in your mind, are you thinking about... This is a hell of a way to start even before the holiday has begun.
I said, I just was like, I'm 43. I'm the CEO of a media company. What is happening right now?
You're being thrown under the bus and no one's rescuing you.
Yes. My mom storms upstairs crying because I've disrespected. Like, it is
really
a thing.
Really? Yes. It's a big bad. Deal. Yeah,
but if, again, if I'm cooking all day and I want, and that's my love language is food for her.
Yeah, but it's a bit of an overreaction. Yeah, and you can, you at any point say, that's all right, we'll put the Chick-fil-A to the side?
I'm a man of action. I said, Mom, my mistake. I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking. Throw it right in the trash. Like, I took the satchel and threw it in the trash. I said, you're right. I should have called. I should have figured that out. And then the little boy comes upstairs, little Sebastian. He's like, is my Chick-fil-A here? He's like, super sweet kid. I'm like,
is mom there? Is mom there when he comes up and says that?
Yeah, my mom is walking up the stairs. She goes, dale lo, like, give it to him. So then I went right back in the trash. I dusted off the satchel. I said, there you go. So
right out of the trash.
Went through the dinner awkwardly. Then let dinner pass because I'm an adult. And then I pulled my sister to the side. Dinner was fine.
The dynamic between you, where were you seated at the table in reference to your mom?
Across from my mother is where I sit. It was awkward for me the entire time.
Yeah.
Because she's giving me the eyes, right? She's like, you little bastard. You think you can do whatever you want. Like, she's thinking. And we get through dinner. Not pleasant for your boy, but everyone else is laughing and guffawing and enjoying their wine. And that's when I almost drank. I was like, you know what? What am I doing being sober? This sucks. And then, but I kept it even, Steven.
The Thanksgiving special on CBS, Mike, the night I almost drank.
That I said to my sister in private as she went upstairs to her childhood bedroom. I walk in and I said, hey, what about what happened before dinner? And she goes, well, I figured at that point the damage had been done.
Wow.
I said, oh my God, I don't know if I'm mad at you or mad at you, because this is not the way you roll. Like, you called me, you asked me. I wasn't thinking about Chick-fil-A. I don't want to rot for 30 minutes in a drive-thru. It's the worst thing ever.
Is this, am I missing something cultural here? Am I missing, because this in an Irish family, or a Jewish family, or an Italian family, the guilt and blame is the life's blood of sibling relationships. You immediately, without hesitation, you take your sibling out of the foxhole and throw them into the machine gun fire instantaneously.
An
without
absolute and, definitive Jackie Gleason point to your sister. Just and boom.
And she, even after the fact,
I got nothing.
The damage was done. And yet, to you, it was.
Wow.
I like that my brother came because it was a family powwow in our childhood sister's bedroom where he's like, hey, why did you get Chick-fil-A? Like, Sebastian will eat anything. And I said, that's what I thought.
Hold on. Now the husband comes in?
My brother.
Oh, your brother. Jose comes in. So the three siblings come in.
Yes.
And now Jose's picking on you and giving you crap?
Because he doesn't know. I said, hey, our sister told me to pick some up. He goes, yeah, but Sebastian will eat anything. He likes Chick-fil-A, but he would have eaten what my name made.
That goes over. You are abused, my friend.
Which came to the root of it.
Abused.
The root of it. You know who the picky eater is?
Who?
Not Sebastian. It's my niece. My niece is the picky eater. God bless her. I love her so much. But my niece is the picky eater, which is my sister's daughter. So it was a pyramid of get something for the baby and the kids, but it was just for my niece.
It was even a facade, when Jose a comes deflection. In, yeah.
Yes.
But even when Jose comes in, there's no accountability. There's no owning up from your sister.
That's where it came to the root of it. I was like, I said to my sister, I said, hey, not for nothing. I'm not very mad. I'm confused. I thought the baby wanted this. And she goes, well, like, you know, so and so is because my daughter's a picky eater, so I just didn't want to tell mom.
That's not relevant. What's relevant is the sister made the request.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. And that should have been at the forefront
of
it.
All you need.
Agreed. I got burned 10 ways to Sunday. I'm mm-hmm. the youngest. I'm a beaten man. I just said to them, well, next time someone calls, I'm not answering because I'm just going to do what I need to do and stay out of the fray.
And
bottom
did
line.
Anyone, did she at
my
all?
My brother got bent out of shape. He's like, you put him in a bad spot. Why would you do that to him? You know, mom, she's crazy.
Excellent. He came to your he came to bat for you.
My
That's
sister
good.
Said, well, like, is it that big a deal? It's over now.
I'm mad at your sister.
I'm actually mad
at your sister.
The rest
right
of Thanksgiving
now.
Was awkward. I still love her, but it was awkward.
She never fessed up.
No. And we grew up in the type of childhood where if one of us got in trouble, we all got in trouble.
Sure.
And if one of us got beat, they beat all of us. So it didn't matter if you're involved or not.
So you literally are taking one for the team.
Yeah, I think it's – is it Munchausen
syndrome?
Did she
show any – did not she really, show no. any appreciation for that?
No. She was more like, this is how we roll type of situation. But I thought it was strange. Trust me, I get that. I was like, we haven't seen each other in almost a year and a half. And you gave – you literally – You threw me to the wolves, right? And she said, she goes, "You're being dramatic." And I'm like, was standing there, and Mom hates me for the next 3 days. She holds a grudge.
All right, I'm going to give you permission.
Yes,
right now. Okay,
yeah.
When they're gone, are they back
times.
In L.A.?
Yeah.
Have they already?
They're all probably on the way to the plane right now.
They're on the way to the plane. Yeah. They're going to be gone next time. You got to go over and see your mom this weekend sometime.
Yeah,
this coming weekend.
Yeah.
You lay it all out. Tell her the whole truth. Tell her the whole truth. Just you and her. By the way, I didn't want to upset the family. Do you not think that he should do that?
Here's how it should start. I didn't want to
upset. If you don't do it, I swear to God, I'm calling your mother over the weekend.
Say, Mama, I didn't want to upset the family, but guess who really hates you?
Yeah. Do you know who requested Oscar pick up the Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Tatiana did.
Yeah. Tatiana, your daughter.
I guess at the root of what I'm asking is, say what you mean. Right? If you say what you mean, then I can actually prepare for it. I'm not going to walk in waving the satchel of food around above my head being like, look what I did. Here you go.
If you wanted the perfect circumstance, the hassle, if there's any, should be identified by your sister with her children prior to any of this going down, she chose not to do. She wanted you to come in, and then you're clueless to the fact that you're going to be turned into the villain. We got to take a break. But that's just, I
feel
that's
for
horrible.
You.
Yeah, it was funny because Shanna even picked up on the energy. She's like, why is your mom still mad at you? I was like, the Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, well, next time she wants to check on one of her slumlord condos, you just tell her you're busy.
I'm busy. Right?
At Chick-fil-A.
I'm in line.
You're going to a basketball game or something. We'll be right back, everybody.
God. The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Miss one episode.
Burn.
And you miss a lot.
This is excellent.
It's like the worst porn I've ever seen.
Just a look behind what did I do? What did I do? Oh, no.
You want a drumstick?
I love beef, but I'll take this.
It's fantastic.
Tom, do you go out and do clinics?
I go to clinics.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show is your only chance to get that fifth episode of TMOS every week, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Get a subscription today or gift one for the holidays. It's another great way to support TMOS. Click that bonus show banner now and get laughing. It's all at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Very good. There you go, everybody.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Public.com. Have you ever noticed how difficult and confusing it can be to start investing? There are so many barriers to get started, especially with cryptocurrency. One single share can cost a mint. That's why Oscar and Rob joined Public.com. Mm-hmm. They can start small with slices of shares and invest in what they believe with any amount. They can also exchange insights with a community of investors. They can build a portfolio with confidence. When you invest on Public.com, you're never alone. Connect with investors from all walks of life to learn new ideas and gain confidence. Choose from thousands of stocks and ETFs, along with 10 popular cryptocurrencies. And Public.com takes your privacy seriously. They don't participate in payment for order flow. That's when brokerages sell your trades to third parties. Public.com, invest with confidence. Start investing with as little as $1 and get a free slice of stock up to $50 when you join Public.com today. Visit Public.com/TMOS to download the app and sign up using the code TMOS. That's Public.com/TMOS and code TMOS. Valid for U.S. residents 18 plus, subject to account approval. See public.com/disclosures, not investment advice. Before I get to the new, and you're going to like the SoundTown, you're going to love it. I do want to say thank you to my both my daughters for not only being so helpful to us all weekend, but really taking my son. Catherine and Dennis took my son yesterday on the most amazing airboat tour. Do you want to lean in and say hi to the guys real quickly? Oh, there she is. Good timing. Good timing with you. Come on over. Hi. This is the other daughter right here.
Hey, good morning. there to see you.
There she is.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Can you hear? Oops, sorry. No, I just hit you in the nose. Can you hear?
Now she can hear.
Sure.
All right. Very good.
Hello.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving. Great. Good to see you.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving. Good you to
made,
see you guys.
You made
Thank
your father's
you for
Thanksgiving.
All the help this weekend and taking my little man around. It was great.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah. I'm just making some coffee.
Are you? Did you just wake up?
Yeah.
How
did you stay up late last night?
How loud are the headphones?
Okay.
No, they're really nice.
Really?
Oh. What? Yeah.
They're really nice?
They're not loud for her.
I need to get a pair.
Of what?
Of these headphones.
Okay. All right.
Christmas is coming.
Happy holidays, guys.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas. Christmas.
Top Golf today. All right.
Top
where
Golf.
Where did they airboat?
Down in the Everglades City. All the way down
so
to Everglades
cool.
City.
It's an amazing
saw a
thing.
12-foot gator.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's an amazing
a 12-foot
an
gator.
An amazing tour when you do, and you see that stuff. Crazy.
It's fun.
Crazy.
So thank you, and your sister was wonderful, and they were helpful, and it's just been, as I put, it's bliss. It's bliss to have the whole fam here. And, as you can tell, my daughter is a morning person. That's the way. I'm just joking. I'm just kidding.
It was like looking at Julia again.
What'd you say? Oh, that's okay. She said she's shocked.
She's on West
You're
Coast
actress,
time.
For Christ's sake. Yeah. But East anyway, we got to play the thing. Listen
Do
to this,
thing.
Ladies and gentlemen. Our new Soundtown. Here it goes, all right?
Did you hear that?
Listen, what's that sound?
The big sound in the big town.
The sound.
There's a new sound.
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 What a sound.
Sound.
Sound. That's the sound.
Sound.
Soundtown.
There it is. What do you got for us today, Rob?
Mike, I always like to make you happy, and I made you happy with this last week, but I wanted to bring you the actual tape when the next celebrity has been announced that is going up on Jeff Bezos' rocket.
Oh, God. I have no idea who it is.
I told you, and obviously you were so thrilled you blocked it out. It's Michael Strahan, and I want you to hear how fake enthusiastic the people are on set when he announces it on GMA.
And less than 3 weeks, on December 9th, I will be blasting off in the next Blue Origin space launch. Yeah. There you go. Going to space.
You're a brave man, Michael.
Oh, they
all
this
him.
All happened.
Well, Blue Origin, they approached me and they asked if I wanted to be a crew member. And without hesitation, I said yes.
Of course. Just like when they asked, do you want to host the pyramid? Yes. Do you want to do anything? Yes, yes, yes.
This.
Yes, 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 yes,
the crew,
yes, I'll do it. Yes, yes, yes.
I'm happy you picked up on it because the crew does sound like under their breath or inside their like id, you know, their competitive id that they say, this mother effer gets everything.
I feel that. I feel, it might be us, but I feel that.
And he's going to be the tallest person ever in space, Mike, just so you know.
Is he? Did they say that too?
Of course.
Oh my God! All right. Well. Good
Meanwhile,
for
let's talk about Ye, or Ye? As you might know him, Kanye West.
Yeezy.
Ye.
Now Ye.
Yeah, he's now Ye. Yay. Yay. The one thing they didn't say when they found out about Michael Strahan.
So he's feeling remorseful, right? He's
yes, he feeling, is. And he put out an Instagram video. I believe it was on the gram about how he wants his family back together, and he issued this pre-holiday. Okay.
All I think about every day. It's how I get my family.
And also, I want to give him credit for using background music. There's a lot of production value here, so that's nice.
Those are like angels singing?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
All I think about every day is how I get my family back together and how I heal the pain that I've caused. I take accountability for my actions. New word alert, misactions. The one thing that all my successes and failures have in common is me. Let's start with A, alcohol. I would drink to take the stress away, to knock the edge off. Drinking affected my health and the health of people around me because I already had a hair trigger temper and this just heightened it. B, episodes. I went into a manic episode in 2016 and I was placed under heavy medication. Since then, I went on and off the medication, which left me susceptible to other episodes, which my wife and family and fans have had to endure.
This was a very effective video. Indicated by the fact that on Saturday morning, Pete Davidson and Kim Kardashian were spotted breakfasting together at the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Also, it's endgame, right? Think about it this way. There's no.
While you do this, I'm going to do something.
Yeah, there's no man. There's no man out there that can compete with Pete Davidson's Lusitania. Like, you just can't. He's got that in his pants.
Right.
And it is rocking and rolling.
Do you think the notoriety about Pete Davidson is
making him nuts?
What's made Ye get all you know?
Oh yeah, I think any man
concerned
would feel
that again.
I don't know. I don't think he's got a thing. I don't think having the attention put on Ye is important to Ye.
Right. Okay. That answers the question. Amen. Go ahead, Rob.
All right. Let us close with this. Mike, are you still listening to WSMN 1590 in Nashua, New Hampshire?
I've got it on my preset.
I know
I've
you
got
do.
It on my preset right now.
You have
right
to wait till the
Samsung
sun goes
phone.
Down, right? You have mm-hmm. to wait till the sun goes down before the
absolutely. It comes in loud and clear.
I love a well-planned prank phone call. Mm-hmm. This is a straight-laced talk show call-in. I forget the lady's name, but this guy in his question works in 20 different punk rock band names. In one question. And let's close with this, because I applaud this guy.
Enough of that Fugazi. A lot of these people, they just got bad brains, and they're misfits who wave black flags. They're practically anti-flag. You know, I think we need to converge and help the youth of today. Every time you blink, 182 kids, they go missing. We need to rise against, or, you know, they're going to have to deal with the fallout, boy.
Yeah.
I'll let you guys go. I'm going to head out. I'm going to go catch some real big fish. I hope you guys
are you going to eat that really big fish for your Thanksgiving meal?
Well, not if it tastes rancid.
Okay. Enjoy your day.
Newfound glory to you guys.
See you,
Thank
Bill.
You. Bye-bye.
What was his plug at the end? What was the plug?
Newfound Glory.
Which is a band.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But I do love the fact when he says, we got to deal with the fallout, boy.
Boy, yeah, that. Every day 182 in the blink. That's awesome.
That's like downtown.
That. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. I got to do it. Oh, that's the closer.
Yeah. Now leaving SoundCloud.
That's it. Sorry.
Come again.
I'll figure it out.
We'll get there.
I'll figure it out. I promise you. We got to get out of here. I'm going to go continue not to eat and try to detox.
12:40, Mike. 12:40.
Tatiana, you treat your brother better.
Yes.
All right? That's from me. Coming
Please.
To me. And happy post-Thanksgiving. Hope everybody had a great holiday. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow, everybody. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, Blink-182.
Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.